This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Our sustainability correspondent, Scott Tong, is just back from a couple of weeks in Venezuela, where he was looking at what happens in a petroleum-based economy when the petroleum kind of goes away. Oil hasn't gone away, of course, but it is way, way cheaper than it used to be. And in an economy like Venezuela's, where oil is pretty much the whole smash, that's a problem. There are food shortages and lines, an increasingly worthless currency, and inflation estimated at 400%. The collapse raises fundamental questions about Venezuela's leftist, anti-capitalist economic model. It's a model known as Chavismo, after the late President Hugo Chavez. So here is Scott with the latest in a series we're calling Resource Curse.
As the economy crumbles, the socialist government in Venezuela on this day is giving out vaccines to dogs. This West Caracas slum is called La Charanga. And these are the strongholds for the ruling party, trying to survive the worst shortages in inflation ever. This mother is here with two kids and three dogs.
It's been hard to have a pet. Dog food is really expensive and scarce. The cheapest I can buy 1 kilogram is 1,000 bolivars. Last year it was 280.
Much of the country's oil money gets spent here in the slums, and services for the poor, education, medicine, appliances, the world's cheapest gas. It goes back to the one president most Americans have heard of, socialist Hugo Chavez. Here he is in 2012. Chavez, the crooner, the variety show host, the global instigator, was a man of 1,000 quotes about the North American empire, about capitalism destroying life on Mars, about gringos going to hell. His supporters, they often hold a particular economic view. Here's La Charanga representative Rafael Fernandez Soto.
We have an economic war taking place in Venezuela. We're being boycotted by other countries.
That's the framing. Economic warfare. Looking for somebody else to blame, says pollster and frequent government critic Luis Vicente León.
They talk against the private sector, against the imperialism, against the Martians, whatever. Never the government.
Viva Venezuela!
Hugo Chavez came to power during a previous oil bust in the late 90s. Then, like now, global supply outraced demand. It hit the petrostates like Venezuela hard, especially the poor. Chavez came, and he delivered, says David Smilby in Caracas. He teaches sociology at Tulane.
So you can imagine if somebody who comes from the poor sectors of society, is dark-skinned, identifies with them, puts forward this charismatic narrative, he's a great communicator about why you're suffering and how things are going to get better, and then he actually does it, I think it's very understandable.
Early in his first term, Chavez went to fellow members of OPEC. He asked them to reduce supply. Prices rose, and so did revenue. His government spent it, cutting poverty and boosting college enrollment. Millions got pensions and health care for the first time. The model was called Chavismo, and it joined a broader leftist trend across South America. But make no mistake, the Chavez boom went hand in hand with an oil boom. Today in Bolivar Plaza in Caracas, the faithful still rally for Chavez even 3 years after his death. His picture and image are everywhere. On city walls, murals, bumper stickers. Even Chavez's signature graces the sides of office buildings.
¡Viva Chavez! ¡Viva Nicolás Maduro!
Susana Quintero visits the plaza regularly to sit by the fountain, she says, and to think.
Before Commander Chavez, we saw a lot of poverty. After Chavez, a lot of money came into our pockets we never saw before.
But for all the fervor, the Chavez economic machine ran into problems years ago. The state cut spending on drilling, and it fired top engineers and geologists. So oil production fell, and so did sales. Separately, currency and price controls choked off other domestic sectors. It became all oil all the time, says energy analyst Rafael Quiroz.
Que la riqueza del petróleo era eterna y era permanente.
We always believed oil revenue would be eternal, permanent. We became addicts to oil money, and we never imagined high prices would take a vacation.
Hugo Chavez died in 2013, a year before oil prices collapsed from $120 a barrel down to $25.
El país se acostumbró a no hacer nada para que ingresara dólares por ninguna otra vía.
His successor, President Nicolas Maduro, has just boosted gas prices, but the economic structure remains broken.
Venezuela is in an absolutely, completely exposed position.
Again, David Smildy of Tulane.
It basically did everything you don't want to do with an oil economy. It spent all its money. It maintained an overvalued exchange rate. That meant it became ever more dependent on this one export called oil.
Now, despite all the rallies, Chavez's party is reeling. It lost a majority in parliament, and Smildy thinks it's the beginning of the end of Chavismo as a leading political force. Yes, Venezuela could adopt orthodox solutions from the Western, quote, imperialists. Cutting spending, diluting the currency, and printing less money might help. But then, it wouldn't be Chavismo. In Caracas, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
One imagines they're tracking the price of crude pretty closely in the halls of power down in Caracas, in which case today will have been a good day for them. Oil was up 4+% in New York, $41.99 a barrel. There is talk, again, of a production freeze coming out of Russia and Saudi Arabia. But hey, we've been here before on that one.